This is North Shore Today for Friday, January 19, 2018. Julie Manganis writes in today's Salem News, a new policy banning two powerful synthetic opiates from Massachusetts courthouses got its first test Thursday when attorneys for four men charged with possessing and distributing fentanyl objected to a decision by a Salem judge to allow jurors to see only photographs of the drug seized by police. It's one of several ways the ongoing opiate epidemic is affecting long-standing policy and potentially defendants' rights in the state's courts. The statewide policy, which took effect on January 8, bars the drugs fentanyl and carfentanil from being brought into court, even when they are evidence of alleged drug distribution or trafficking. Instead, prosecutors are now being asked to use photographs of the drugs. That's what Salem District Court Prosecutor Michael Barone proposed in a pretrial motion in the trial of the four men. More on this story, written by Julie Manganis in today's Salem News. Mary Marcos writes in today's Salem News, in Peabody, it's much easier now to identify the 100 or so private contractors who plow snow for the city. They have a yellow placard on the tail end of their trucks. The magnetized placard, which is 8 by 15 inches, reads City of Peabody Contractor with the seal of the city below it and a 3-digit ID number. So now when a resident has a complaint or praise about plowing, it's much easier for the city to track down the responsible party. Mayor Ted Betancourt is quoted as saying, there have been concerns about plow drivers not doing their job properly, and we want to make sure now that we hold those people accountable. All authorized plow drivers sported the yellow magnets on their trucks for the first time during the blizzard 2 weeks ago, which dumped about 17 inches of snow in Peabody during the course of the day. More on the story written by Mary Marcos in today's Salem News. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Salem News, in Swampscott, the town's elementary schools will be closed Friday as colleagues, family, friends, and students mourn the death of a beloved longtime elementary music teacher, Phyllis Gottlieb, who died from the flu on Wednesday. The Clark, Hadley, and Stanley schools will be closed so that the staff and family can attend services on Friday, according to Superintendent of Schools Pamela Angelakis. Angelakis said in a letter to parents Wednesday afternoon that Gottlieb became ill over the past weekend and had been out sick for 2 days. Three articles were also emailed to parents to help children cope with grief. The schools held staff meetings on Wednesday to inform Gottlieb's colleagues. Angelakis is quoted as saying, and the schools also took precautions early Thursday morning to prevent anyone else from becoming ill. More on the story in today's Salem News, story written by Ethan Foreman. Thomas Grillo writes in today's itemlive.com, the city of Lynn's dream to become Amazon's second home is over, but Revere still has a shot. The Seattle-based online retailer released its list of the 20 metropolitan areas under consideration for construction of HQ2, the company's second corporate headquarters in North America. Lynn tossed its hat in the ring, hoping to bring the expected 50,000 high-paying jobs and more than $5 billion in investments in the city over the next 2 decades. The Economic Development and Industrial Corp, EDIC, Lynn's developmental bank, submitted a proposal to Amazon on behalf of the city and four landlords who own more than 100 acres of waterfront property on the Lynnway. Amazon reviewed 238 proposals from across the U.S., Canada, and Mexico to host HQ2. Revere joined Boston in a proposal for HQ2 on the 161-acre Suffolk Downs property, which straddles both communities. More on this story written by Thomas Grillo on today's itemlive.com. This is MSONewsSports.com.